The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for July of 2017. In this issue, we have Join Us for Our Birthday Party. Target's survey open is for 3 more weeks. The conservative case for saving Medicaid. Important listening sessions on services. And looking for a staff attorney. And while you're listening, grab a pencil, because at the end of the broadcast, I will also provide the website and contact information if you'd like any information on any of the articles I share with you today. So to start, join us for our birthday party. Our 10th anniversary celebration is coming up fast. RSVP today to join us on July 27th as we mark our first decade as North Carolina's Protection and Advocacy, or PNA, agency. What is a PNA? You can watch a video on the website to find out. At the event, we will also recognize our 2017 awards recipients for their contributions to improving the lives of people with disabilities. Check out our preview videos of the award presentations online as well. Beth Garris Hardy is this year's recipient of the Adele Foscha Award for Lifetime Cross-Disability Advocacy. Professionally, Beth has spent her adult life working to improve education for children with disabilities and those who have experienced the trauma of homelessness. Through her extensive volunteer work, she has fought for the rights of people with mental illness and intellectual disabilities. This year, we have two Champions for Equality and Justice recipients. Advocates for Medically Fragile Kids NC is a powerful organization of warrior moms who successfully fought to stop a change to state policies that would have robbed their children of essential services. And their battle continues today at the state and national levels. Matt Potter turned his skills of self-advocacy into a mission to protect and expand the rights of all people with disabilities. He has testified at the state legislature, served on numerous boards, and trained young people with disabilities to advocate for themselves and for others. This event is free of charge, but space is limited to 200 people, so everyone must register to attend. We hope to see you at our party on July 27th. And again, website at the end to register for that. Target survey open for 3 more weeks. People with disabilities in North Carolina face many barriers to full equality and justice. However, Disability Rights NC does not have the resources necessary to tackle them all at once. That is why we create targets, which provide the structure for how we spend our limited resources. We want to make sure we focus our resources on the issues that members of the disability community believe are important. We are asking you to complete the survey about our targets because your input will help us make better decisions about our work in the coming fiscal year. Find the survey on the website, and it should only take about 5 minutes to complete. Please forward the survey to your friends, family, coworkers, and anyone else who is interested in protecting the rights of people with disabilities living in North Carolina. The survey closes at 6 o'clock p.m. on August 4th. The conservative case for saving Medicaid. Providing services to people with disabilities is the fiscally responsible thing to do. That's the argument our policy analyst, Matt Hare, laid out in his piece, For the Hill. Matt makes the conservative case for preserving home and community-based services, also referred to as HCBS, which provide support to people with mental illness, intellectual and developmental disabilities, and traumatic brain injury. By keeping people in their communities, HCBS also provide independence and self-reliance. People who stay in their communities contribute to their communities. They live fuller, freer, more productive lives. They are more likely to get and maintain employment and pay taxes as a result. Without access to HCBS, more Americans will face a life of purgatory in costly state-managed institutions, where the government can decide where you will live, when you will eat, and what you do in your spare time. Read Matt's entire piece on the website and share it with your social network. Important listening sessions on services. The NC Department of Health and Human Services is holding listening sessions on services for behavioral health, developmental disabilities, and substance use disorders. This is your chance to tell officials about your experiences regarding the quality of and access to services. See the flyer on the website for dates and times of listening sessions. If you can't make it to a session, the flyer also tells you how to submit your input by phone, mail, or email. And finally, looking for a staff attorney. We are hiring. Disability Rights NC is seeking a staff attorney with a minimum of 3 years of litigation experience and an interest in health law. This attorney will engage in high-impact advocacy and systemic litigation to advance the civil rights of individuals with disabilities. Check out the job description on the website. And as promised, if you would like more information on any of the articles that we've shared today, it's available online at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And that was www.disabilityrightsnc.org, or you can call 877-235-4210 or 919-856-2195. And this concludes today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. And that number again, 919-832-5138. Have a great day.